Educational Communications and this station present Environmental Directions with Nancy Perlman. On this series, we explore the effects of human influence on the Earth's ecosystems and discuss solutions to environmental problems which affect the quality of life on this planet. Environmental Directions gives you the kind of information you need to help you participate in decisions impacting your community, the nation, and the world. Now, here's your host, Nancy Perlman.
Hello, with me is Karen Desai. She is an award-winning director with nominations from the LA Drama Critics Circle, LA Weekly, Dramalogue, Ovation, and NAACP for many of her productions. She is a former professor at Long Beach City College. She has won many honors, including We Can Do It Award from the Rosie the Riveter Foundation. And she has recently directed and is the artistic director and producer for Cardboard Piano at the International City Theater in Long Beach, California. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It would take the whole interview to list all the many different plays that you have directed and have been involved with, and they all have different themes. This one is fascinating because it takes place in Uganda, and it takes place during the over 20-year civil war and afterwards. It's a combination of stories of people and of how they're affected by that war. Could you explain a little bit more to us?
It's a very timely play and very relevant, and we're a smaller world now. Things that happen globally affect all of us, and this is a play that talks about intolerance and hate, but also forgiveness and love. And when you're looking at the issue of two young girls in love and the way the country treated that.
In fact, in many African countries, homosexuality is not accepted in most villages and societies.
That's correct. Not just Africa.
Many places in the world.
Yes, many places in the world. And also the issue of child soldiers. And how do they move on after the horrific things they're forced to do?
In fact, the Uganda history is fraught with all sorts of conflicts for power. During this oppressive reign of Idi Amin, over 500,000 people were murdered. Then 100,000 people were killed afterwards during the next regime. And then you have the Lord's Resistance Army killing many more under the leadership of Joseph Kony. It just seems like they have had to struggle so much. And what I find interesting is what we don't talk about too often. It wasn't really the theme of your play, but you got the sense that people suffered in the wars, how they related to each other. But people also suffer when there's war because of the environment. They go hungry. They can't farm.
Well, that's what happened in Uganda when all the resistance army and the people that they were, the government then was trying to get the people into a safer place, and so they created these refuges. So the people left their fields, and their main industry was agriculture, so then that all fell apart. So that caused them to face starvation and extra hardship.
When the war was over, your play emphasizes the problem of the child soldier who had to kill, was forced to kill,
and taken from their homes.
They felt, and their families were killed, and how they dealt with it, the guilt, because you used religion to bring that problem across.
That's not unusual. I mean, when you look at some of the other countries, other religions, and throughout history, look how many times religion's been a cause of war.
And this is the Christian church that we're talking about in
Uganda.
That's
right. That's right.
Well, I say you brought it out. It was really the playwright. Tell us who she is.
Hansel Young, a young woman from South Korea who did her MFA in playwriting from Yale, who's been writing for a while, and this is one of her plays. I understand that she recently won a $50,000 award, a playwriting award, for one of her plays. I saw this one when it premiered at the Humana Festival in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was by far my favorite show. That was 2 years ago. I've been chasing this play for 2 years to get it for our audiences, and I got the premiere.
It's impactful, and of course, every time I've seen a play here in Long Beach at the International City Theater, the actors and actresses are absolutely superb. The power and the strength of their performance.
Thank you.
But you say you chase this play, and you've directed some very classic plays, The Importance of Being Earnest, Lysistrata, some of the Greek plays that have multiple themes of relationship issues, plays involving other people, A Raisin in the Sun. How do you compare this with the others about how they use a particular location, a particular locale, and create the interpersonal scenes?
I would just have to say a good story will transcend any of that. A good story, the human connection plays on many levels, and it will resonate if it has a connection to us, something that we can relate to as humans, as we all face similar struggles in life. Maybe not war, we hope, you know, but as far as trying to get along and trying to make a life, and we all have different obstacles. So a good play transcends that.
Indeed, even though it was set in Uganda and it was based on that, as you say, there are wars everywhere. People suffer because of it. Their relationships, how people love and who they love and how it's accepted in cultures.
Well, and it makes us question humanity, you know. Will we ever move forward? Can we get away from that? I have to hope for the younger generation who seems more open-minded about race and religion and things, at least a lot of young people I deal with, that some of what we are challenged with now may ease. I don't know. I have to have hope for the future.
I hope I don't tell the end of the story, but I did enjoy seeing that one of the characters at the end wanted to bury the ashes of her father and had it in an urn that was a tree made out of wood, and she wanted to plant it to have a tree grow where she had been raised and grew up.
That's right. But that was her father's wishes too, because that was a connection he had at that to that place.
But the trees,
without giving away the story,
the flowers, that seems to be in every culture. People enjoy having the nature connection.
Absolutely. I think getting out in nature helps all of us. I mean, gives us, I don't know, peace in your soul when you go look at the ocean, or you just, or take a hike in the mountains. Something about being with the beauty of nature puts life in perspective.
You have obviously won many awards, received many nominations among the circle of organizations that recognize plays. You direct, you produce. Which do you enjoy doing most?
Well, my MFA is in directing. So, I mean, I love the process. I love working with actors. I love telling a good story, because I am more drawn to plays that address issues and concerns of society that are relevant and that also have a historical context, because I like history a lot as well. So when I have a project like that, it makes it extra challenging to keep everything going. Producing is much too much time is spent trying to raise money to make theater happen.
You had most of the characters playing Ugandans, blacks, and yet you had one American white woman.
Mm-hmm.
Did the actors who played the Africans already have an accent? It sounded so authentic.
No, they're just very good.
And that's why I enjoyed the play so much, because it really made us think about what's going on and how we can deal with so many issues, whether or not it's the environmental destruction, whether or not it's the relationships between people, whether or not it's war and peace. Thank you so very much for presenting this wonderful play. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for your interest, and I appreciate it.
I have been speaking with Karen Desai, who is director, artistic director, and producer of Cardboard Piano at the International City Theater in Long Beach, California.